Hard work.
One of the mantras of any successful team, no matter the sport, is that you need to be a hard-working team. Well, hard work is one of the mainstays of Beaver hockey, all the way back to the days of R.H. Bob Peters.
Hard work, earn my pay.
Hard work,
do it every day.
If you look at the post-game quotes last night from Dallas Ferguson, the head coach of the Nanooks, in the Fairbanks newspaper, he flat-out says, "We got outworked last night." And that's one thing that Bemidji State takes pride in.
That's a couple sophomores and Marcus, a junior. That's just getting the puck to the net, getting dirty, taking bumps and bruises. And, you know, and even though the Fitzgeralds aren't the biggest guys, you know, they play like they're 6'4 out there, so it's good.
Late second period, hard-working goals by Nate Arntz.
Rendell, long pass through the neutral zone. Nice pass, finds Marcus Gerbrand. Gerbrand comes in left circle with a shot. It got knocked down on front. Rebound shot, and the net gets moved. They're going to score the goal, but the net was bumped.
And with just 6 seconds left in the second, a hard-working goal by Brendan Harms.
Collision along the end boards. Puck held in blue line right for a moment. Here comes Nate Arntz, 14 seconds left. Arntz comes in left circle, goes to the backhand. Puck just rolls off his stick. Arntz gets it back, throws it off the backside of the goalie and in. Bemidji State scores with 6.5 seconds left in the period.
Hard work, work. In the early morning rain.
Hard work.
That's what they say.
Charlie O'Connor showed in the third period that he works hard too, anticipating and then finishing on a shorthanded goal.
Back up to the top it comes. Pareko feeds it over through traffic. Bassar gets it on the half boards. Morley tap free. Here comes Charlie O'Connor. O'Connor one on two, shorthanded. Charlie O'Connor comes in back and rips it, scores! Charlie O'Connor! Shorthanded goal. Beavers up 4-1.
Hard work, earn my pay.
Hard work.
We're on the go.
Hard work.
So, Charlie, what was going through your head?
Beat Pareko and Morley up the ice. That was going through my head first. And so I got in their zone, and obviously I felt Pareko on my right-hand side and saw the goalie trying to poke check. So I thought the best bet was to go to the backhand, and it was the best bet.
Hard work. That's what they say.
Hard work.
Speaking of that fourth line, Tom Ceratori knows they're going to work hard, so he puts them out against the opponent's best players.
You notice I tried to have them out against Morley as much as I could, and I want those guys to take ownership in that and embrace the challenge of taking on the opponent's top line, and mostly at home. And again, if they chip in offense, that's great. We just want to hold them to a goose egg, and they did that.
Can the Beavers start the WCHA season 2-0? Only hard work and 60 minutes of hockey will determine that. The news of the pregame show continues from the Sanford Center on the Beaver Radio Network.
Let's go to work.
Hard work,
you gotta do it right.
Hard work,
here we go.
Hard work,
with the sun ready to rock.
Hard work,
hard work, we're on the go.
Hard work.